First reading is taken from Galatians chapter 4, starting at verse 4. Galatians chapter 4, starting at verse 4, and it can be found on page 1170 in the Bibles in the pews. Sons of God. When the time had fully come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under law, to redeem those under law, that we might receive the full rights of sons. Because you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And since you are a son, God has made you also an heir. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from Luke, chapter 2, starting at verse 15, and this can be found on page 1027 in the Pew Bibles. Luke, chapter 2, starting at verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord.
Lord, open our ears so that we can hear you. Open our hearts so that we can receive you. And take the words of my mouth this morning. Amen. So New Year is almost upon us, and Christmas Day firmly behind us. Turkey all gone, presents unwrapped, rubbish out of the house, although the bin men may not have yet been, so there's still evidence around. And I don't know about you, but some sense of normality starts to return. There's no more carol services, no more mince pies, and we're looking ahead to the new year, to 2018. With anticipation and expectation. Is that not what Advent was also about? Waiting, anticipation, expectation. We were waiting expectantly for the coming baby. We were waiting for Andy's baby too. But has the baby Jesus been put away in the box ready for next year? I know a lot of you have still got your decorations out. But it's very easy for us to put the baby Jesus back in the loft at Christmas after Christmas time. So growing up, my parents always left the decorations out until Twelfth Night. We were the last family to have our decorations up and the last ones to bring them back down again. And on Christmas Day, the baby Jesus would have made it into the stable scene and later the shepherds. And gradually, the Magi would have made their way along the sideboard, past the nuts, the Christmas cake, the cracker toys that no one ever knows where to put, but somehow ended up in our nativity scene. So at this time in our family, we were still waiting, the Magi still travelling. And New Year's Eve was not necessarily a big celebration in our house. But New Year's Day would have brought more family and maybe more games and perhaps even some more crackers. Is the pace of life so fast that last week is already yesterday's news? Or is yesterday's news still part of our today with the story continuing on? And our reading today in Galatians draws us back to last week, putting last Monday fully back in the midst of what we're talking about here. God sent his son. He was born of a woman. What does that make him? It makes him fully human, just like you and I. He was born under the law, just like you and I. We can't just say that we believe in Jesus so the law doesn't matter. We definitely, definitely can't. We still need laws and we still need rules. And in the Bible we see that Jesus says, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, when the Pharisees are trying to catch Jesus out and questioning whether they should pay their taxes. Jesus grew up in an ordinary family. He learnt the scriptures and modelled how to live within the law. Jesus came in order to redeem those living under the law, so we are told. Redeem, to rescue, to save, and to reclaim. Did anyone here get a voucher for Christmas? Oh, you must have done. Yes, there are some. I know somebody that did because I gave it to him. I don't know where they were for, but they're great, aren't they? You can have them for clothes, maybe a cinema trip, maybe a meal out, even days out. You can buy them for all sorts of things now. The possibilities are actually endless. It's just a piece of paper, though, isn't it? Just a piece of card. And it's great having that feeling of expectation, that excitement of knowing that you can go and spend it. But until you do, it's just a piece of paper, a promise that you haven't yet used. It is still waiting to be used. The law that was set in the Old Testament was never meant to be the whole story. It was a way of showing people how to live. The laws, such as the food laws, observing the Sabbath, circumcision, were all regarding how to live as a Jew, and they were being enforced upon the Gentiles here. And you had to follow these laws to be seen as in or to be seen as a follower of Jesus. But that's not what Jesus wanted. It's not what God wanted for us. So that's great, the baby's born, and we do a fast track through Jesus' life. He sent his son, he was born of a woman under the law to redeem us. He lived, he died, and rose again. And we say these words in our affirmation of faith, in our creeds. He came that we may spend the voucher that he bought for us. For what? It's all great news, but how does that make a difference in our lives? So we go back to our passage again. It says, so that we might receive adoption as God's children. And because we are his children, he sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts to dwell in us. We can know God because he is in our heart, his presence and his power. We are no longer slaves, but a child of God, which makes us an heir. And that's quite a big thing, isn't it? So what do those phrases mean? If you were under 14 in ancient Rome, you would have been under the control of a tutor. Your father would have chosen this person, and he would have treated you very much like a slave. But when you turned 14, is anyone here 14 or under? Are you under 14? I think there's some over here that are under 14. How many of us are over 14? Just. When you were over 14, you were seen as a free agent and entitled to your inheritance from your father. And then you were treated as a child of that father with all the rights that came with that. And the point Paul is making in his letter is that while the people were still under the Mosaic law, the Old Testament law, they were still under a form of slavery. They were bound by it and they weren't free. But, and here is where God sending his son, born of a woman, just like you and I, we can identify with, who was born under the law, he came to set us free. Jesus Christ has set you and I free. Not that we can break the laws, but that we don't have to jump through hoops to be loved by God. It's not if you do this, then God will love you. It's not if you reach this high, then God will love you. God loves you. Now, my children, of course, are perfect. Oh dear, you've already met them. They do everything they are told. They go above and beyond what is expected of them. And all you hear in my house is, yes, Mum, yes, Dad, of course I'll do that. We'll hoover, we'll clean, we'll wash the car, we'll wash up. Oh, please, Mum and Dad, give us more jobs. And that's why we love them, right? Because they do all of that for us. We love them. That's how it works, isn't it? Isn't that the rules for having children? They do as they're told and we love them. It's really not quite like that. Wouldn't it be amazing if it was? And possibly slightly weird. I've not actually ever met anyone whose children are like that. As babies, they needed cleaning up. They needed feeding. They needed rocking to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. They needed clearing up after when they were poorly. But we still loved them. They didn't do anything to earn that love. And despite their dirty socks on the floor, despite their messiness, despite their lack of cooking offers, and the 3 o'clock wakings and the nappy changes, we still love them. It's part of the deal. We are flawed. And I speak for myself as much as for my children. We are all flawed. So think how much more our Father in heaven loves us. We're flawed and we make mistakes. We're a bit broken and we mess up. But Jesus came that we might know that we are a child of God. Just as we are, we can boldly approach the God of the universe, the God we sang about. There's no point being anyone else but just who we are. And if we think we have to come before God dressed in a certain way, speaking a certain way, knowing certain things, having a certain look, praying in a certain way, then we have actually missed the point. We're holding on to that voucher and thinking that we can just go and buy it with our own money, that we can earn it. The voucher for when we behave better, when we look better, when we understand better, that we somehow have to pay. Mary was a young unmarried mother. She gave birth to the Son of God. Joseph the carpenter had doubts. He fathered the Son of God as a child. The shepherds, probably a bit smelly and very young, were invited to go and see this thing that had happened, to see the baby laying in a manger, the thing that the Lord had made known to them. Mary was chosen just as she was, no conditions. There was no, well, when you're married, come back and we'll do it all then. Joseph, once you've sorted out the house, then you can have the Son of God as your child. And the shepherds certainly didn't shower before they went to see the baby Jesus and dress up and look smart. They were all chosen just as they were. They were chosen to be a part of this amazing redemption story, that you and I may know that we are adopted children of God. We don't have to pay. Come as you are. The voucher is in your pocket, was given to you freely, and all you have to do is hand it over and say, "Here I am." Christ has already redeemed you. We come despite our brokenness, despite our mistakes, despite not feeling good enough. In fact, not despite of, but because of our humanity, we can come before Jesus. Jesus, who held his arms out on the cross, and God stands there with his arms open wide, waiting for you. So today, as we look back to the child who was sent by God, born of a woman, under the law, and we look forward to the new year to come, do we still have that voucher in our pockets waiting to redeem it? The promise that's already made for you, the gift that's already given? Or is there still a bit of the voucher maybe that you've held on for a long time that's not quite spent? A little bit that you hold back. We're no longer slaves. We are a child of God. Or do you know somebody else that could do with a piece of that voucher that you could share with them? Hold those thoughts while I pray. Father God, we thank you that you know us and you love us just as we are. We thank you for calling us your children. May we know that we are fully accepted by you and that we can call you Abba, Father. Amen.